Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to say.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome all my fellow Pastafarians all over the world. Make mine organic, non-GMO, maybe even gluten-free, right? Gluten bombs everywhere. Pastafarians in the news out of Great Britain. We'll get to that in a little while. Super Don, happy Sunday. Back to work. Short day off yesterday, and we are at it again. I had actually a great day yesterday because we started the day by going to an organic blueberry farm. Took my wife and my daughter and her friend. And we went out with our buckets and just inhaled the blueberries, right? And it's interesting, if you can find one of these farms where you get to pick it yourself, not only do you get to choose them in the peak of ripeness, but the cost, you talk about getting closer to the farm. I don't know if you've ever tried to buy organic blueberries, particularly if they're out of season, but certainly even in season. They're pretty pricey. You know, a little half of a pint, you know, can cost you $7 or $8, right? We're getting a pound for, like, that price. And we got a lot. And you're not going to like it, Super Don, but my wife, you would like it, but you weren't here. We had an organic, I don't know, did you say blueberry sour cream pie or sour cream blueberry pie that she made yesterday? And, oh, my gosh, the mouth is watering still. In fact, after I get off the air today, I'm going to have some more. So, and I'm thinking, you know, who's got to be nearby? Anytime my wife tends to bake a cupcake or a pie or something, Paul Baratero is not far behind, and he's going to be joining us next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to update you on molecular hydrogen from around the world. He went to a molecular hydrogen science conference in Tokyo, Japan, then traveled around Asia to Australia to New Zealand, and we're going to get some global stories of healing with water, with molecular hydrogen. So I'm very, very excited about doing that. Let's see what else we got. Of course, speaking of Australia, there are vaccine stories out of Australia. But first and foremost, we got to start with the one from right in our own backyard. And I was on the Jerry Doyle show. I can't keep up with all the times Jerry's calling me, but Epic Times covered this as well. A nursing school student complained that when she was in nursing school, that she was being taught to lie to patients under her care. As they're going through the school, learning to be a nurse, and one of the techniques that they began to promote was a form of coercion, lying by omission, or by directly saying things, to convince particularly the poorest of the patients to accept vaccination, to get caught up on their vaccines, whether they believed in vaccines or not, even if they're a little behind. If you are going to receive things like this, ma'am, mister, whatever, before you come in and you have your baby in this hospital, you need to get caught up on your Tdap, which is tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis vaccination. And if you don't, we know you're poor. You know that Medicaid that you're relying on to be able to have a baby here in the hospital? Well, it's likely not going to cover your costs, and we're going to have to bill you 100% for the expense of having a baby in our hospital. Now, if you know you can't afford that, and you're poor, and you don't really know the rules of Medicaid, for instance, and they say you better get the vaccine or else, what are you going to do? I think it's quite nauseating. It's stomach churning. It's disgusting. And it's happening within the nursing profession. And we've got the story linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Just go there, robertscottbell.com. Click the link. You can read about it from our friends at Epic Times, Jerry Doyle. College instructor told students to threaten patients into vaccination. This is out of Shiawassee County, Michigan. She is suing Baker College because she was also kicked out of the school after questioning these lessons. And it isn't just that. I mean, literally, people that are coming in to see, for instance, a newborn in the hospital. And they're checking the patients, not the patients, but the people wanting to visit the newborn. Are you up to date on your Tdap? Well, you better get it or else we're not letting you in. And I want you to think about this scientifically for all of you scientific eggheads out there. How long does it take before that vaccine kicks into gear where there's any evidence of any antibody production? 4 hours? An hour? 60 seconds? 4 days? 4 weeks? 2 months? Yeah, now you're getting somewhere.
How many choices are there? Wow.
Well, I wanted to give you some options,
Talk about multiple choice.
Making it easier on you or more difficult. But the fact of the matter is that vaccine, 4, 6, even 8 weeks later, may or may not elicit an antibody response to make you what they call immune to pertussis, the whooping cough. And yet, this college trying to convince people who come into a hospital setting to see a newborn baby that, oh, if they're not up on their Tdap, they won't get in. But if you get it, you can go right in, right? So they give you the shot. Suddenly you're magically transformed, and now you're not potential danger to the baby, despite the fact that science, right? The science says 4, 6, maybe even 8 weeks. If you're lucky, maybe it'll work. We're not sure. This is the kind of stunning stuff we are having to deal with in the religion of science that dominates the American, the Western world, whether it be here in the United States, whether it be in England, whether it be in Australia, as we'll get to. Scientism, sci-fientism, the religion of science, the worshiping of science, yet at the same time denying the tenets of your science, like that, well, we have to have it in the peer-reviewed published literature, and then we know it's real. And yet, when it's inconvenient, you ignore it. So how real is it? Nicole Rolfe filed the suit. Rolfe filed the suit on Monday, April 6th, Genesee Circuit Court. Claims that the instructors at the private school's campus told students to threaten and panic patients into vaccinations. She was dismissed from the nursing program 20 weeks before she was set to graduate. And in our commentary for Epic Times, there was another wrinkle that Super Don brought to my attention, that evidently she questioned the viewpoints of some of the fellow staff or maybe even students about homosexuality, whether it was a choice or not, right? And that may have contributed to her dismissal from the program. We are not sure exactly what's the trigger point. But clearly, they bring up issues like oppositional defiance disorder, ODD. She didn't just accept what we told her, right? Students, how dare they question the legitimacy of anything that's being taught or procedure or a policy? That is now grounds for dismissal. What do we want to raise? What do we want to graduate? Automatons, robots. Nursing robots that are beholden to Merck and other vaccine manufacturers. This is, again, a stunning revelation into the corruption of the science and the corruption of the teaching of these professions that have become subsets of the religion, the church of pharmaceutical and vaccine mysticism.
You know, that is such a violation of the spirit of science, right? You know, we like to use the word science because science is just, it's become something that it was not meant to be. But what is the basis of science? It's about asking questions. It's about challenging theories and hypotheses. That is what you do. Except now it's only the guys in white coats that are allowed to ask those questions because the other people don't know what they're talking about.
You're unqualified to ask questions. You're unqualified to use the brain and the intelligence God may have granted you. Oh, my gosh, did I mention God? That's not scientific.
Oh, come on, Robert. You can't do that.
How ironic, though, that those people that have, you know, abandoned God and spirituality and embraced, and I'm not saying it's mutually exclusive, but there are many that have become atheistic in their promotion, like Paul Offit, of their worship of vaccination.
Yes.
And they then target and they say things like, what would Jesus do? Oh, Jesus would vaccinate all the little children. What do you know about it? You don't even ascribe to any spiritual belief.
You're going to say you are not religious, but then you're going to try and play the Jesus card to further your argument?
Right.
I mean, how much more hypocritical can you be?
No, I know. This is absolutely incredible. And I know we did find one religion that Super Don really liked. It was the First Church of Cannabis last week. Great interview. Fun interview, if you want to check that out in Indiana, right?
I talked to Bill Levin, and I said, you know what, it would be kind of cool to have you as maybe one of our spiritual advisors for the show. And I mean, it was a great interview. And
it's all about love.
We're actually going to talk about another religion today.
Yeah, exactly. I mentioned the Pastafarians. We got that coming up. Very exciting show today. We have Amanda Thomas from our UK health correspondent. She's going to be joining us as well. Jim O'Kelly from the Anti-Vaccination League of America. He's throw down the gauntlet to Paul Offit. And we got a Paul that we actually do love here on the show today. Paul Barrettero, because my wife made an organic sour cream blueberry pie. That's when he
You guys have like the coolest like tradition, you know, when Paul comes over. It's always, there's always goodies.
No, but it's a bummer on Paul because he's not coming over. He's still out in L.A. But it's just funny. He lands in America. He lands in America from his world tour with Molecular Hydrogen, and my wife baked cupcakes, organic cupcakes.
Paul's giving you a run for your money is in the traveling thing, you know.
Oh, he is. No. I can't imagine going away for a month like he did. That's, I mean, back in the day, in my youth.
Right.
But here you have a funny thing. I said, hey, honey, do you know Paul's back in the States? She says, I figured he must be because I bake, you know, cupcakes. Now, you know, and actually, I got to eat Paul's cupcake because he wasn't around. He couldn't make it. And today he can't make it. I don't know. Maybe this will be incentive to bring him back local to have that. We'll check in with him.
You ate his cupcake.
He wasn't around to eat it. I told him. It was wonderful. Thank you, Paul. Anyway, awesome. These are the fun things we get to do. By the way, as I said, if you get to an organic blueberry farm, my gosh, pick. It's just great. The cost is very, or even better, grow your own. If you're in a place where you can grow blueberry bushes, I used to have them back in Georgia. Man, fantastic. Anyway, good antioxidants, good food. We got to grow our own a little bit at a time. Be ready for that no organic blueberry zombie apocalypse. That's not going to be pretty. Listen, when we come back, down under, our friends in Australia are suffering from the same fate perhaps that California is going to suffer from, the removal of exemptions for vaccination. Who's behind it? Ooh, I'll give you some good insight onto that when we come back after this at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, y'all, take back your power to heal. It's always been yours. You just kind of gave it away. You didn't realize it. We gave it away as a Western society back in 1910 with the publication of the Flexner Report. And again, coming back to the nursing story we just covered, this was it. They said we are not going to fund any education in the medical realm that does not promote one way. That one way is petrochemical. That one way is big pharma. And that is an example of what's happening even today in 2015, 105 years later. And it's not just in the United States of America where the Flexner Report originated. It's England and it's Australia. Our friends from down under suffering from the same thing we're suffering from, as many states trying to promote the revocation of your ability to say no to vaccines for philosophical and even religious reasons. Wanting it only be into the realm of medical reasons to not vaccinate. And, of course, who's the gatekeeper to control whether you can vaccinate or not based on medicine, medical reasons? The same medical community profession that is ruled, owned, lock, stock, and barrel by the pharmaceutical industrial complex that has an economic interest in you complying and not asking the questions that any healthy, sane, rational adult human would ask about safety and efficacy regarding the injection of toxic medicaments you would not put in your baby's bottle. With that, down under, Aussies are dealing with a similar thing. Who's behind it? I'll give you some sense of that as we move through this. But let's hear the news report as they're attempting to remove the exemptions to make it very difficult for any family to refuse vaccination, because they're going to throw an economic charge on this. This is economic terrorism by government fiat, thanks to, well, I'll just call them out, Merck.
Parents who refuse to vaccinate their children will reportedly be denied up to $15,000 a year in childcare rebates and welfare under new Abbott government rules. According to News Corp, there's bipartisan support for the change, which means a conscientious objector loophole will be closed. Prime Minister Tony Abbott and Social Services Minister Scott Morrison are expected to announce the reform today, with the changes to come into effect from next year. Now, Mr. Morrison says the only exemptions will be on genuine medical or religious grounds. So this would mean parents who don't immunise their children will no longer be paid the $200 a week in childcare benefit, the $7,500 a year childcare rebate, or the $726 family tax benefit A annual supplement.
So benefits, rebates, etc. This is social engineering through the tax code. You understand this? And who controls it? Who controls it? Merck. How much money is being paid to the Australian government? How much money, if you start digging, is being paid to the individual members of the Senate in California that voted, yay, let's put this thing out to the larger vote to remove exemptions in California for philosophical and religious reasons? It's failed everywhere else. It may not fail in California. Why? Merck has paid off a lot, paid a lot of money. And they don't take kindly to it when they don't vote the way they want them to. And I believe that's what's happening down under as well. Social engineering through the tax code. You're not going to get your special benefits. We're not going to give you child care if you're sick, if you're weak, if you're poor. Normally you have these child care benefits, whether you agree with them or not. As a libertarian, they have them in Australia, and they're about to remove them from you simply because you question vaccination. State-sanctioned religion, does it violate the Australian Constitution? I don't know. You'll have to call us from down under. Disgusting. It's disgusting, Super Don.
A couple of things that got my attention on that. Number one, a conscientious objector loophole. So yeah. Apparently, having a conscience is now a loophole. Secondly, a genuine religious exemption. So apparently, the government gets to decide which religious beliefs are genuine and which ones are not.
Right. Of course. And yeah, screw the Pastafarians in that case. The Pastafarians are hosed at that point. So we'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to that. But yeah, this is really an occasion to wake up, take your power back, recognize that your politicians have been bought by Merck, primarily. $5 billion, maybe it's now a $10 billion division headed by Julie Gerberdink, formerly of the CDC. And they are running roughshod over your freedom. These are the demon spawn of I.G. Farben of World War II Nazi Germany coming back to haunt your children, to take your children, to exterminate your children. Yeah, I said it. It's time to speak up, because this isn't legitimate politicalization of an issue. This is literally buying your politicians and preventing you from saying no to that which could potentially kill your child as soon as it would help them. All right, folks, the Anti-Vaccination League of America, Jim O'Kelly, is up next, and he threw down the gauntlet to Paul Offit. We're going to talk with him about that, and then our UK health correspondent.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Could the next American Revolution be stimulated into action, into reality, via the push of Merck and the demon spawn of IG Farben, like Merck, in promoting a vaccine agenda to poison all children before they get a chance to live a healthy life? Could this be the turning point, the tipping point, that brings America to its senses, or could it be the police state entrance? Welcoming now someone who has a strong opinion about that, Jim O'Kelly from the Anti-Vaccination League of America. He's challenged Paul Offit to a debate as well, and we're welcoming you, Jim, to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to be with you. Now, I kind of look at these things historically and in a contemporary way, the economics that are playing behind the scenes to eliminate freedom, religious freedom in this case, because it's not only philosophical. I believe even philosophy as relates to the origin of America is a spiritual concept. It's spiritual freedom. Now, maybe not every country of the world has that as a tenet, like in the First Amendment, but we see the erosion of it by poisoning the population through vaccination injection.
Yeah, in many areas it's doing that. Let me give you kind of a broad outline of what I'm trying to do here with this challenging Paul A. Offit. I won't tell you what the A stands for. when you do something like this, I started the No Shots, No School, Not True movement 7 or 8 years ago, and we can educate people all day long about the dangers of vaccines, but it doesn't really matter because their goal is simply to take a stroke of a pen and eliminate all of that for us. So one of the many reasons is, number one, I want Paul Offit to know, because in his book, he said that the anti-vaccination people were not anti-vaccine. They were safer vaccine and pro-choice people. Well, I want to let him know that there's a lot of us out here that are anti-vaccine and not afraid to say so. The second thing is that what we've got to do is let these legislatures know that there's another side to this coin, because it's all going to boil down to them, as you can see in California today. So my thoughts are very simple. If lawmakers know that everybody in our movement from coast to coast wants to challenge Offit or any of his stooges, and they don't accept that challenge, and it'll give a lawmaker the opportunity to say, well, if you're not going to accept the challenge, then we're not going to pass the law. And when you have people like Robert Kennedy and Rand Paul saying, well, I believe in vaccines and my kids are vaccinated, but I don't believe they should be forced on you, if we don't have this out there to support them and give them the tool to use, they're going to get beat down by the drug and the vaccine people. My thoughts are this: if any lawmaker passes a law based on the lies of Paul Offit or the Paul Offits of the world without a hearing our side, these people ought to be charged with practicing medicine without a license, to say the least, or voted out of office. See, I could take on Paul Offit about smallpox and Jenner without a problem.
Sure.
I could take him on about the lie that a virus was the cause of polio in the 50s without a problem. But all I really need to do is counter his twisted lies in his book. You know, I could debate the lie that polio in the 50s was caused by a virus and eliminated by Salk's vaccine, except polio was not caused by a virus and still exists today. What these people need to do, and my position is this, prove that these vaccines save lives and prevent disease. If they can prove it, then mandate vaccines for every man, woman, and child on this planet. And if they can't, then get rid of this barbaric practice once and for all. I know, you know, and those of us who have been in this for a while know, they can't prove anything. It's all sound bites and it's all words.
Well, Jim, isn't this the reason why Offit and his ilk, all they can do is scream and yell and cry and ad hominem attack anybody who questions the so-called science that they will not come up with to show that their vaccines, their precious vaccines, actually do what they say they do?
Actually, he has no science. What they have, and I just took on a couple nurses the other day, as I do this all the time, and what I do is I tell them, look, I'm done defending my position. I'm going to give you your side of the argument, and I'm going to tell you my counter. And the side of Offit and all of these jerks is simply this. Edward Jenner wiped out smallpox. Salk wiped out polio. Vaccines save lives. And the science is clear. That's not science. That's talking points. It's words.
Right.
So what I did with these people, and I took on a guy on the CDC a while back, I said, I'll tell you what. Let's not talk about saving millions of lives. You prove that any vaccine ever prevented a disease or saved one life, and tell me exactly how that was done. They can't do it. And what they do is they begin to attack at that point. But I could take Offit on, not from this other stuff, I could take him on from his own book. His book is full of twisted lies. I'll give you a couple of examples on his book. And, you know, I try to get my people to read this book, and they don't want to support him. Well, the hell with him. You've got to know what the enemy is doing in order to deal with their lies.
Very good. The art of war.
Let me give you a couple of examples on this, Robert.
Go ahead.
On page 45, Offutt says the Salk vaccine, after that, the number of cases decreased. Well, I have a book called The Herald of Health, December of 1960. And the title of it was The Great Salk Vaccine Fiasco by Ernest Zizler, medical doctor, who was the associate professor of medicine at Chicago Medical School. Here's his numbers. 1957, 522 cases of paralytic polio. 1958, 1,014. 94% increase. Offutt is just lying about it. Here's a major lie, he says. He says that autism was caused by not the vaccines, but by gene mutation. And he quotes the Dr. Samuel Berkovich in his book, who's an Australian doctor. And he quotes Berkovich as saying, the identification of a genetic cause of brain disease, encephalopathy, or however they pronounce that word, in a child should finally put to rest the cause for vaccination being the cause. Well, I wrote Berkovich, and instead of him answering my questions, he sent me his paper. And what he really did and said was he had a hypothesis or a theory that if there was a defective gene, that would take vaccines off the hook and restore the confidence in the vaccination program. And his study was also funded by drug people. In page 55 off, it says, the Cutter Company was blamed for what I call the Great Salk Vaccine Massacre in 55, in which 200 kids were paralyzed and at least 10 died. They put the blame on Cutter Vaccine Company, saying there was a live virus in the vaccine. The professor at the University of Utah by the name of Louis Gebhardt said he found live virus in the Cutter vaccine. What people don't know is that Louis Gebhardt was Salk's buddy. He was the guy that worked on the typing program with him. He was part of the Rockefeller Foundation who started all this stuff in the first place.
Right.
And the actual numbers were May 30th, 1955, by Time magazine, Cutter had 59 cases, Eli Lilly had 14, and Wyeth had 5. So what? Those 19 cases weren't having anything to do with live virus? I mean, we just discount them? What people also don't know is that Cutter was the only company not associated with the Rockefeller people. I mean, he goes on and on. He's got a picture in there of Edward Jenner injecting his son, and it says that he was injected with a smallpox vaccine. That's an absolute lie. Jenner injected swinepox pus into his kid, and I have the original pictures from the old books that show that. The guy goes on and on. He says, before a vaccine was first used in the United States in the 1940s, whooping cough caused 7,000 deaths every year. And before a measles vaccine was introduced, measles caused 500 children to die every year. In the early 1900s, diphtheria was one of the biggest killers of children. I have all those charts, but I discounted our people's charts because you can always say people made them up. So I have a 1953 medical book called The Book of Health. It's not about vaccines. It's just simply about health. On the board of directors are Charlie Mayo and Sir Alexander Fleming. Here's what they give the charts, and what they do is they show the deaths due to these diseases from 1900 to 1948. In diphtheria, in 1900, there were 39 per 100,000. In 1940, there were 2, and in 1945, there were 0. Whooping cough, there were 1900 was 3 deaths per 1,000 live births. In 1948, there were less than 1. The measles death per 100,000 population in 1900 was 14. Per 100,000, and in 1948, there was a 1. This man simply is a psychopathic liar. Diagnosis by guys, you know who Morris Fishbein is?
Yeah, he was an American Medical Association stooge.
Exactly, a stooge. And I've got his book, Diagnosis Guides from 1958, and he put the deaths due to childhood diseases per 100,000. 1900, 75.4. 1950, 1.7. So how many cases were there even of, you know, 2 kids out of 100,000 of all these different diseases? You know, it just gets crazy. Offutt says in his book, viruses reproduce thousands of times. He says healthy kids have 68 virus infections every year for the first few years of their life. Well, they're not too healthy if they're sick to begin with, no matter what the cause is. And then he says, this one you're going to like.
Mm-hmm.
The first live virus fed to a human being was on February 27, 1950, by Hilary Koprowski, who just died a couple years ago. Now, you had his original material he sent me. But what was the virus? Infected cotton rat brain dipped in chocolate. the whole problem with our fight here is that people have been brainwashed that a virus is the cause of polio or all these diseases. The truth is, and I've uncovered these secrets, and it took me 5 years to do it, viruses aren't alive. Viruses don't exist as a germ. Virus is poison. And in my Webster 1951 encyclopedia, the true definition is simply not only poison, but a poison substance produced in the body by a disease. That poison substance produced in the body by a disease is the infection. The infection is the result of disease, not the cause of disease. The vaccine people take the result of disease, claim it's the cause of disease, and then they say it'll prevent disease. That's called isopathy. These people don't even know what to name their own injection. It's not inoculation.
No,
inoculation was arm to arm. The vaccination was from the cow, from the arm to the cow and back, and immunization is ridiculous. An isopathic injection is a guy by the name of Dr. Joseph Lux. He goes back to 1823, where he actually taught that the product of disease prevented disease, and he called it isopathy. He called it that in 1823, the same year that Edward Jenner died. So I contribute from one quack to another.
Jim O'Kelly, extraordinary information you revealed, and I urge you to go back, listen, and re-listen to this segment, because what Jim said is quite profound, and it reveals a lot of what is wrong, perhaps almost all of what is wrong, with the modern-day vaccination program. They don't even know what disease is. That's a bad place to start. You don't want that injected into you or your children. We'll be back with Amanda Thomas after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Oops.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I didn't know what time zone we were on. It's much later in the United Kingdom. If you're listening live here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming through our national syndicator in the United States, that would be GCN, Genesis Communications, and, of course, Natural News Radio, also rebroadcast eventually on UK Health Radio. We're looking for our UK Health correspondent, Amanda Thomas, and she might be lost in a bottle of tea and crumpets. Do they make them? Do they bottle them? I have no idea. I didn't see it when I was there. But Super Don, first story from England. If she joins us, that's great. If not, we're going to cover it the best way we can. We're going to keep a stiff upper lip here. Being overweight reduces dementia risk.
Right.
Being overweight reduces dementia risk. Now,
yay! All kinds of people are jumping up. See, yay! I won't get dementia.
I know. I'm fat and I'm proud. Now, you know what? I'm not a guy that yells at fat people and calls them slothful and pigful. And there's a number of reasons why people are overweight. Primarily among them is that they're eating food that is toxic to their body. All right? And certain body types, right? Not everybody that eats the same diet, as crappy as I might say it is, gains weight. Why is that? Because we all have different body types, unique metabolisms, etc., and ways to adapt and deal with things that aren't great for us. In many folks, more than ever before, that adaptation for survival manifests in putting on the pounds. All right? I've talked about being overweight is not so much a matter of just eating fat. In fact, in many cases, if you eat the right kind of fat, healthy fat, it'll speed metabolism and help you to burn fat. It'll also satiate your appetite. But a big part of being overweight is being toxic. And your body is maintaining extra water, extra fat to dilute the toxic burden. In other words, to protect your healthy, vital organs and cells. It tucks it away in the fat. And in this way, you gain the girth. You walk around tubby. and then people will look at you and maybe make accusations of you, however wrong or impolite it would be.
Tubby?
That's where the Teletubbies were from, Britain. Don't you know that?
Teletubbies, yeah. I heard they were like the word evil and gay and stuff. You remember that?
I don't know. They were tubby, but the good thing is the Teletubbies, whether you like them or not, had a reduced risk of dementia because they were tubby. Now, the analysis of nearly 2 million British people in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology Journal showed underweight people had the highest risk. Why? Can you say fat and no fat? Fat is the critical component for the health of the brain and the nervous system. And so Amanda's trying to call me. I don't know why. She needs to connect with GCN. She's already. Amanda, are you with us, Amanda? See if you can pull her up. Tell me if she's here, because we want to hear her lovely voice the moment you have her up. She tried to dial me on my Skype. She needs to know she's not connected with me, just you is what needs to happen. I hear a ringing, and I don't know whose ringing that is.
That's promising.
It's promising. We're getting Amanda up, are we? Amanda. All right, I'll continue with my discussion here until she's with us.
I'm here.
Yay! Oh, there she is. Amanda, hooray. You had me covering the Teletubbies without you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm the original Teletubby myself, so I've got an opinion on this, but
yes,
I'm sorry I'm late, but I think I got the time wrong.
Well, it's not surprising. You're 5 hours away from me, so
I know it's a bad place to be.
You're here now, so real quick, what's your perspective on the Teletubby story being at a lowered, reduced dementia risk?
Well, you know, at last, it's a win for the Teletubbies, you know, and it's a great thing. But I don't understand. I read somewhere mm-hmm. that it was to do with certain vitamins being taken in quantity because of the amount the Teletubbies like me eat. But I, you know, it kind of sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? So, but then they have admitted themselves that more research needs to be done. You know, that
they
this
don't
isn't
know.
The end
yeah.
of the road. So.
Send us more money. The reason yeah. is, the reason is, Amanda, is that fat is critical for healthy brain and neurological function. People who are too slender and eat the same kind of toxic diet, they don't have the protection that those who are overweight do. And the fat cells being the heart, the storage points for the toxins that's protecting the nervous system in this case, they won't acknowledge it because it means they're going to have to target industry for toxic poisons and say reduce them or else.
Right.
So the tubbies have an advantage over the skinnies in this case. All right, we're out of time. That was quick, Amanda. Thank you.
I'm sorry I missed you.
No, okay. You're lovely
we'll
and wonderful.
Get you on again real soon.
We appreciate you. Next hour, molecular hydrogen around the world, the water that we drink here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Paul Bertero joins us. In the meantime, tell your friends it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is theirs and it's yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.